let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Hard to believe it was 16 years ago when world-renowned cardiologist Dr. Arthur Eggleston introduced us to the South Beach Diet, a revolutionary, high-protein, low-sugar, low-carb approach to dieting. Quickly, it spread across the world, recognized as one of the healthiest ways of eating, and the South Beach Diet principles have stood the test of time. His book, The South Beach Diet, the first of his 12 best-selling books, becoming some of the biggest blockbusters in weight loss world with more than 23 million copies in print. He's internationally recognized pioneer in cardiac disease prevention and healthy eating-related topics. And now, the South Beach Diet introduces a new South Beach Diet keto-friendly program. And to discuss with us on This Week in America, Dr. Arthur Eggleston. Doctor, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Great to be with you.
You know, we hear so many people talking about the keto diet, including A-list celebrities, about going on the diet as a way to meet their weight loss goals. Exactly what are the principles of keto?
Yeah, well, what's happened in the country is since the national recommendations of high carb, low fat, we've increased our sugar and our starch intake, the bad carbohydrates. They get stuffed in our liver, in our muscle. They turn to fat, and they increase our insulin levels, which actually locks the fat into our muscles, into our liver, into our bellies. Almost half of the U.S. has fat in their liver, a fatty liver, which is the main cause of liver failure. With the ketosis approach, you decrease your intake of the sugar and all the starches, the bad carbohydrates, and you lower your insulin levels, which unlocks the fat in our bellies, in our liver, in our muscle, releases the fat, and we burn fat instead of sugar, primarily. And when we burn the fat, it gets broken down into ketone bodies. The ketones are great for our brains. Love ketones. Our muscle loves ketones. And ultimately, when we get what's called keto-adapted, we feel much better. We have more energy, we think better, our joints feel better, and we're healthier. And you, and if you stay on that, you can sustain the weight loss, and that's why it's so popular.
Talk about the keto-friendly program option that's available now with the South Beach Diet. How exactly does that work? How do you incorporate that?
Well, the first phase, you know, we developed the South Beach Diet back in the late 90s, and there was a battle then between low-fat and low-carb. There was a lot of new information that there are good fats, good carbs, bad fat, bad carbs. We said we have the good fats, good carbs, healthy sources of protein. Those principles have not changed. But our phase one was only a couple of weeks, and people would move on to adding fruit and whole grains. And we found a lot of people are addicted to sugar. And as soon as they started with a fruit, they would bring back cravings and they would yo-yo. So now we're sustaining the first phase of the diet for months, literally until you really lose that belly fat and you're feeling great. And then you can add some blueberries, some whole grains to the degree that you want. But for many people, you can stay on phase one forever, which is actually what I'm doing now. I was addicted to sugar. When I went to phase two, too often I yo-yoed back.
Okay.
And it's recent studies that made me realize I had that addiction, and so many of my patients did also.
All this information, by the way, at southbeachdiet.com. You'll find all of the information there that we're talking about on the program today. I want to mention now the program that has allowed so many people to lose so much weight and maintain a healthy lifestyle. That's still available. This is just an option, correct?
Yes. Well, it's the first phase is really the same. There are some other changes over the years, but the main thing is that we're recommending that you stay on the first phase of the diet. One reason we're recommending that, it's one is that addiction idea that we know how many of us are literally addicted to sugar, and it takes longer to really cut that addiction. The other thing is that we've added full-fat dairy to the list of good fats, and that's just the march of science. And recent studies have shown that really full-fat dairy is healthier than low-fat dairy, and you get satiated, and it makes it easier to stay on the first phase of the diet. And also that we've realized over the years that the trans fats, those are the vegetable oils that are hydrogenated, partially hydrogenated in our baked goods, those are horrible. We have to get rid of those really completely. But other vegetable oils, corn oils, soybean oils, have too much omega-6. We need some. They're essential. But we're getting too much. And it also blocks the absorption and the incorporation of the good fish oil omega-3 into our cells. And our ratios in this country are way off. We're having too much inflammation because we have too much of the vegetable oil omega-6 and not enough of the anti-inflammatory fish oil. So it's good to have fish and sometimes fish oil supplements, but it won't get into your tissues unless you decrease the vegetable oils. So we've added more of the vegetable oils to the bad fats as well.
South Beach Diet launching a new keto-friendly program. All of the information available at their website, southbeachdiet.com. With us on the program, Dr. Arthur Agatston. Doctor, thank you so much for being back with us on the program. Again, all the information at the website, southbeachdiet.com.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.